This last week, I had the opportunity to speak with an older gentleman in our parish at St. Dominic's, and he spoke about the fears that he was struggling with. Fears over health, fears over finding some sort of part-time employment to sustain himself a little better, even with his retirement. Fears about loneliness. Fears and difficulties, even with distractions, he found that even when he was walking up in the communion line at the holiest point in his whole week to receive the Lord, his mind was flying off in all different directions, disturbing him at every turn. I mean, all of us, I'm sure, experience some of these things at one time or another in our life, but it was most disturbing to him. But at the same time, he found out that he kept repeating in his mind, "The Lord is my hope, my rock, my salvation." And at first he didn't really advert to those words. They just kind of kept going in his mind as he was walking along, involved in various projects during his day. And then finally he became more conscious of these words in his mind and how he realized the truth of those words in the face of all those distractions and fears that he was facing. He realized as well that they come from the 62nd Psalm. So the whole section of that psalm is, "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock, my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken." You know, we often wonder if God hears our prayer. Sometimes people can even wonder, is it worth praying? It seems like there's nothing that happens in my prayer. When I do spiritual direction with people, oftentimes they'll say, you know, I sit in silence, I don't hear anything. God doesn't seem to respond in any way. I mean, am I doing the right thing? Is he really listening? Am I wrong in some way? But I find that it's not specifically, most often in the times of prayer itself, that the answers come, that the consolation comes. But in the events and the conversations and relationships of our life, where God speaks and his response to our prayer touches our lives. Our times of silence and prayer are often just a preparation so that our eyes become open and our ears become attuned, so that we notice the reality and the truth of his voice when it comes to us in a conversation with another, when it comes to us in an event of our life, when it comes to us even in words that come from the scriptures like he had from Psalm 62, something that touches our mind and our hearts. We live in a dark world. We know it every time we pick up the news or watch it on television. Ever darkening world, and we live with many distractions, and those things would seek to rob us of our hope. Jesus gives us encouragement. 2,000 years ago with the apostles, he encouraged them at the Last Supper on the point of his going to the cross. And he reminded them, or gave them words that would remind them often. He said, "In the world you will have trouble." So he wasn't pulling the wool over our eyes. "In the world you will have trouble." But then he immediately goes on and says, "But take courage, I have overcome the world." So he draws us to those same words. We celebrate the Feast of the Ascension today. And even though the disciples experienced joy in having Jesus with them after the resurrection and going back into Jerusalem, that Ascension Day must have been disturbing to them, if you think of it. They'd already lost Jesus once on the cross, seemingly. And now his tangible presence was taking leave of them once again. What are we going to do now? I'm sure those words were present in their minds. And yet they had to hearken back to his words over and over again about the world and its darkness and the fact that he had conquered that, and then pay attention too to the words he gave them on that Mount of Ascension. "I will be with you always until the end of the world," that he would never abandon us. So reminding them, reminding us over and over again of that hope and that presence, where else can we put our hope? Those of us who have a little more snow on the roof up here know that relationships, physical things, our job, all of the different things in our life so easily melt away. One day can change things so drastically. For you young people who are here, You know it already in your life. Here, all of the joys of life are ahead of you, all of the promise that is there, and yet you live in a technological age, and by the time you buy your latest iPhone or your computer, it's out of date. So you see already all those things that delight us pass away so very, very quickly. Where do we put our hope, our ultimate hope? What a great gift this faith is for us. It draws us back consistently to the rock that is our hope, Jesus Christ in our lives. He has the words of everlasting life. So in our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews today, it concludes saying, "Let us hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope, for he who made the promise is trustworthy." So like that man that I talked to at St. Dominic's this past week and his reviewing of the Psalm 62 in his mind, I'd really invite you to pick up your Bible during this week and open to the book of Psalms and find Psalm 62 and read that psalm a number of times during the week, especially those of you who may be troubled or bearing particular burdens. Read Psalm 62. Yes, my soul find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. So I bring you this day these novices. They've felt a call from their hope, Jesus Christ. And they're excited about that call. They want to share it with others. They want to be Dominican preachers, to help others in a dark world to find hope, to not lose hope, to know their deepest fulfillment and peace in their Lord Jesus, their deepest friend. So it's a delight for me to bring them to you each year and to have them share with you a little of their own story. At each of the Masses, one of them gives their vocation story, the working of God's grace in their life. So this morning, I've asked Brother Damien to share that with you. But before he does, you know, I'd like to thank all of you. Benicia and St. Dominic's have been very, very generous to us Dominicans. And in this last year, you were extremely generous in helping us purchase a van for the novitiate. You know, we had a previous van, an old red van that fit about 15 people. The brothers called it the Fryer Engine. Appropriately so. But over the years, it developed a leak in the center of the roof right at the front seat of the van. So when we would travel and it would be raining, it wasn't a matter of a few drops of water coming in. It was a waterfall of water coming right down between the front seats. We had to hold a bucket in the front seat. And every year when I would take them throughout the province, I really did not know whether we'd make it to the next destination. So this year when we traveled through the Southwest visiting all of our ministries, we were consistently praying for you because you provided dryness for us and safety all along that journey. So thank you very much for that generosity. So, Brother Damien.
Why do I have to pray every night? Why do I have to attend Mass every Sunday? What happens when I die? Does God have any purpose or plan for me? These questions echo in my head until I realize that faith is not something that I know. Faith is something that I live. I'm going to share my vocation story with you, and I hope that you will pray for me and other novice brothers as we go along with our religious vocation. Good morning, everyone. I am Brother Damien Dominic Nguyen, and I'm a novice. I was born in Saigon City, Vietnam, and raised Catholic. I'm a third of four kids in my family. I remember my first time playing piano for a choir. My mom was looking at me with tears of joy. At that moment, I wanted to commit my life to God. It evoked genuine desire and passion within me. For the first time, God exists in my understanding. My mom wanted me to become a priest, but I wanted to play games. Coming to America as a 16-year-old immigrant, I strove to adapt to this new beginning with all my effort. Learning English has been the most difficult obstacle for me. After 5 years of constant practice, I have been able to convert my first language to English. During my senior year in high school, I often went to church with my grandfather, who is a lay Dominican. He's such a holy and respected man. Just to see him pray quickly brought me to peace. I told him that I wanted to become a priest, and he quickly responded to me and encouraged me to go and get a college degree. I attended Westphal College, studied and worked hard. I was a TA at my school, 4.0 GPA student. Later on, I worked at a network company called CPacket. In the summer, I studied and worked hard. Thank God, I got accepted to my dream school, UC Berkeley, where I got my degree in electrical engineering and computer science. At this place, I started to learn about business and have weekly meeting. Indeed, I was fascinated with making money in such a way that I have never known before. Unfortunately, I let all my education and lifestyle steer me away from my faith. For 5 months straight, I skipped out on church to engage in this routine. I thought it was okay to skip a Sunday Mass and only go when I had time. My heart felt heavy each time I missed a Sunday Mass. As time pressed forward, my nighttime prayers became shorter and shorter. Eventually, they became a 10-second Our Father instead of a whole rosary. My faith in God became less and less important to my life. I got a call from my brother, who invited me to be a godfather for his son and attend the baptism in San Jose. Unfortunately, this was the day that I would be in LA for a business convention, so I told him I wouldn't be able to make it. Having friends, fun, money, they all good, but they did not fulfill my spiritual life. Back to Berkeley, I decided to attend 10 p.m. Sunday Mass at the Newman Center. When it came time for communion, I was filled with guilt. I removed myself from the communion life and chose not to receive. Suddenly, I heard a warm voice along with a guitar singing, "You are mine." As the song played, tears fell from my eyes. At this moment, I knew that I needed to confess to God. I asked myself, is there a reason that I exist in this world? Looking at the cross, I started to look back and reflect on my life, on how God created and guided me to be the person I am. I remember the time I had spent at my parish in Vietnam and the significance that it had played in getting me to where I am today. I saw myself as a pianist, an altar server, and a choir member. This experience gave me a sense of rejuvenation. For the first time, I said, God is real. He does not only exist in my understanding, but in reality. I realized I knew what my ultimate goal was. I wanted a small house in heaven for me and my relatives. I wanted to become a priest and to be his servant. The following week, I attended confession. The day of the confession was a remarkable day in my life. It felt like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. I am amazed how God communicates things to people that take so long for us to explain to others, but come to us in a quick moment. We heard His voice and understood His words completely within some deep parts of ourselves. I started to care about God and feel ashamed for living my life without Him. Although religion has always been an integral part of my life, I finally understood what God wanted from me. Knowing that I want to pursue a spiritual religious life, I started discerning a vocation with the Vietnamese Dominican. Why? Because they are awesome. I have a chance to visit the Dominican house in Houston, Texas, 2 times, and St. Albert's Priory in Auckland every weekend. I have a chance to explore and understand the religious life, common life, dignity, and purpose of life by getting to know them, praying with them, and experiencing their daily life. It makes me feel at home and peace. God had provided some brothers, priests, and close friends who have been incredible sources of joy to me. This relationship changed me into a new person. Most of all, I have learned the importance of being able to listen to the Word of God with an attentive ear. Loving order through Christ and having a gentle spirit. So I decided to apply and I got accepted to the Vietnamese Dominican Vicariate. Now I'm here as a novice, learning how to pray, and of course, we learn how to sing as well. Well, thinking about my future, I have no idea what I will be doing. However, I do have hope, and I'm very excited about the future that God has in store for me, because God has called me to serve Him, and I believe that God is always with me, and that He will guide me in every step of the way. Most of all, I want to become His servant, so I can learn what it means to be a follower of Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. Happy Mother's Day, and God bless you all.